Fourth and final hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase live here at Pete and Terry's Tavern, staring at Bridgestone Arena. Tonight it'll be the Predators and the Senators, and we have confirmed that the Senators will have a full team here tonight in Nashville after they were very, very active at the trading deadline, shedding a lot of players. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, Chase McCabe. That game will have a puck drop at 7 o'clock, and I'll have pregame for you starting at 6. A good friend of the show, Scott Hartnell, who was on the national stage. We saw his work on NBC Sports Network the other night, now joins us. Hartsy, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic. You know, we watch your work on NHL Network all the time, but to see you doing a little work in studio for NBC Sports Network, how did it go?
Yeah, it was good. It's, you know, a little bit different stage, obviously, a little farther drive for me to get up there, but, you know, it's cool to do the, you know, obviously the big games that NBC Sportsnet network there does. So, you know, I was a little nervous, but, you know, thought I got through it fairly well.
How did you feel about them showing you sliding in and trying to take out Chris Mason in net?
I know, right? That they were asking me, do you remember, you know, scoring on, you know, St. Louis, because that was the game of the night, and I was like, well, I'm pretty sure I've scored, right? And so anyways, Jonesy had the call there, and he was talking about my speed going to the net, and, you know, it was pretty funny. We had a pretty good laugh about it, but it couldn't happen to a better guy than me scoring on Mace, that's for sure.
We had fun. We had fun with that for sure. We also had
fun. We were trying to see if you made eye contact with Mace after that went in the crease as you were sliding in there.
Well, we were pretty close. He could have leaned down and kissed me if he wanted to.
Yeah, you were in his personal space a little bit there.
I'll tell you something else, Scott, that got our attention. When you were talking about Kevin Fiala, this was leading up to the game Blues and the Wild, and you were talking about Kevin Fiala, and did I hear you compare you and him at the beginning stages of your careers?
Well, not skill-wise or anything like that, but just kind of how confident he was. That's what I think I said on there, was confident. I could have said maybe cocky might have been a good word too as well, but you know, I had a lot of fun with Kevin because he is just a guy that just has, you know, confidence. I guess that's probably the best word, right? Where you could say something to him and he'd be like, no, that's not the way I'm doing it, this is the way I'm doing this. And so it was pretty funny to obviously play with him. We had a lot of banters back and forth, him and I, so it was pretty neat.
Yeah, no doubt. If you spend any time around Kevin Fiala, what you were saying was dead on. He has never been lacking confidence. In fact, David Poile, it's been told on this show, David Poile, when he was sending him back to Milwaukee, Kevin didn't want to leave. And David Fiala was like, this meeting is over. You're going back to Milwaukee. And Kevin Fiala was like, I don't want to go back to Milwaukee. He's like, well, you're going back to Milwaukee. And that was with the general manager.
No, I know. He's got a lot of skill. And, you know, I think you know, maybe he was a little green coming in and thought the red carpet would be rolled out for him. But, you know, I think he learned a pretty good lesson on getting traded, you know, especially early on in his career. I think he felt really comfortable with the Swiss guys there in Nashville and, you know, get out of his shell a little bit. And, you know, he's been given a lot of freedom there in Minnesota to kind of do his thing. And, you know, obviously he's had a great, you know, last 2-3 weeks for sure, especially.
Now that you're watching this Predators team from more of a distance, what do you see as they go into game 62 tonight, Scott, where they're still sitting on the outside looking into the playoff picture?
Well, you know, it's funny because I went through the stats of the guys yesterday, and I think me and my wife were just talking. I was like, holy, Joey only has, you know, 30-some points, and Phil only has 30-some points, and, you know, Yossi's leading the team by a long shot, right? And I was like, wow, I'm like, I think I could go on that team right now and get, you know, 25, 30 points by the end of the year. So I was like, you know, so a very, very inconsistent, I think, in their top forward group, you know, not knocking them or anything. But, you know, I think if you ask them how their season's going, and they would say it's, you know, fairly brutal, you know, to be honest, if you're going to be honest with themselves. So, you know, a team that hasn't lived up to the potential that's, you know, and if they get in, it's going to be a scary team if they get hot at the right time. And, you know, you don't want to peak too early, like, you know, I guess peak all year last year, like Tampa Bay, and they're out 4 straight. So this is a team that can get in. And if they get the confidence going and some puck luck and all that kind of stuff, and obviously the goalie situation is solid as ever there in Nashville. So You know, I'm looking for – I've always picked them the whole year. That, you know, people are like, oh, they're done, and I'm like, no, they're not done. They got 3-4 games in hand, and no one's played unreal. So that's what I'm looking forward to, those top guys to be top guys.
Talking to Scott Hardinal, the former Nashville Predator. And, Scotty, I want to ask you more about Ryan Johansson, because you not only played with him here but also in Columbus. He's got 2 goals in his last 3 games. They're trying to get him going. When he's playing well, what makes him a great player? When you're buzzing around with Ryan Johansson, what stands out? What does his A game look like?
Well, he uses his big body. That's probably his biggest asset, right? His reach, his puck control, how he can, you know, he can move fairly well for a big guy as well. So it's just his body, his strength, his puck protection. You know, he obviously has great vision. That's probably his best quality as well. Is he can move that puck. You know, he plays with a couple snipers, and they can bury them. So, you know, for him, you know, I told him this past summer, I said, hey, you got to be a little bit more selfish, too, to want to score those goals. And, you know, you're getting paid a lot of money to not only just pass, but to be that go-to guy when he needs a goal. So, you know, for him, I told him to be a little bit more selfish to get around that paint and the blue paint and score some goals. But, you know, for him, it's using that size, that speed, and, you know, you rewind a few years ago when they went to the finals. He was an absolute beast out there until, you know, obviously he had that bad injury.
You've gone through stretches. Like, in your career, you were pretty consistent, but I'm sure there were parts of seasons where things weren't going your way. You just referenced it. One of the big themes of the season is some of these really talented forwards that the Predators haven't had great seasons, but there's still a quarter of the season left. What's the best way that you had to try to fight through a time where just nothing seems to be going your way?
You know, it was probably the biggest stretch kind of where I was, you know, frustrated and nothing was going in and no breaks. It was my first year in Philadelphia. You know, I signed a big ticket there when I left Nashville, and the first 22, 24 games, something like that, I didn't have anything going on. And then I had my first 2 goals, and they were both empty netters. And as a Flyer, and I was just, you know, I was frustrated. I was, you know, I just had a lot of pressure myself. Luckily, you know, Kimo was there, Danny Briere signed there, Joffrey Leupold, you know, the young kids, Mike Ruck, Mike Richards, Jeff Carter. So the media really wasn't on me, kind of not doing anything. And then, you know, I ended up finishing the season with 22 or 24 goals, right? So that was 60 games. I had 20 goals. So it's a goal every 3 games, right? So it was, I got hot kind of at the right time or whatever. So, you know, for these guys, it's you know, kind of gelling, you know, I'm sure they're still trying to figure out, playing for the new coach and all that kind of stuff. So it's been an up and down year for the Preds, mostly down and up, but, you know, they're right there really on the cusp looking into the playoffs to get in. And I just like the position of them. And if they can get their heads right and their game going, it's, like I said, it's anyone's game out in the Western Conference for sure. And they can definitely be the scariest part if they get hot right now.
Darren mentioned this at the start of the interview. Ottawa is the opponent tonight, and last night they were in Columbus. On the day of the trade deadline, they had made some moves, and they literally had 2 guys that came in after the game started. One guy didn't even play, but the second guy joined the team and was literally introducing himself to the guys on the bench. Did you ever have anything like that where a team made a trade and a guy really just showed up and joined you guys midstream?
No, not at all. I couldn't even imagine how he'd get warmed up anyway to get out there and not pull the groin. You know, the NHL so fast nowadays. But, you know, I watched a little bit of that game and give Ottawa credit for losing a few guys and having such a young squad and, you know, how great Columbus has been really with almost the same, you know, with all the injuries. They got a lot of young guys in the lineup. It was a pretty fast-paced hockey game.
Back, Darren Donican Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Sorry about that. Had some technical difficulties. We continue with Scott Hartnell, former Nashville BC Sports Network the other night. Sorry we got cut off there, Scott, but as the trade deadline has now passed, and we asked David Poile this question earlier today of, you know, the players in the room that you hear rumors and you read things and, you know, is the guy next you going to be there? Are you going to be there? Now that that is all done, how much does that change the mindset of the room?
Well, it's huge. You know, you know, it does affect you, you know, if you're in the playoffs, if you're, you know, leading the league or you're, you know, on the outside looking in because, you know, guys are going to move if they're on expiring deals and things like that. So, you know, you just take a deep breath afterwards and it's like, okay, let's get back focusing on, you know, what's at hand and winning the game tonight instead of worrying about what who's going to be gone or what's going to happen. So, you know, it's just it's a tricky time of the year, and you know, a lot of people don't really understand how much it affects a guy. And you know, obviously, you know, with the Preds, Matty Irwin going to Anaheim, it's, you know, it's obviously, you know, sucks because I'm sure he loved Nashville or whatever, but for him to get some playing time and go out there and get his career back on track and get playing in some games, it's going to be so good for him.
I know that you obviously didn't play for John Hines, but what have you seen just from afar of the differences between somebody you did play for and Peter Laviolette and now what John Hines is trying to institute here?
Well, I think he's done a great job of, you know, I think it was a few games in when he sat a bunch of the big boys on forward there to, you know, to send a message that, you know, you got to be held accountable on how you're going to play. And, you know, I'm not sure if Lavi kind of let that slide where he couldn't kind of grasp everyone in again. So, you know, to make sure that there's accountability, number one, throughout the whole team, doesn't matter who you are, is huge. And you got to earn your ice time. And that's the way, you know, if I was a I would do it too. If you're not playing, you're not going to play. You got to earn your power play time. You got to earn your penalty kill time because you know that's just a good way to go about it. But for me, anyway.
Is it hard sometimes, Scott? Because you were with this group for a year, so you know a lot of these guys. Is it hard to, when you've been together for so long, to keep things fresh? And you know, that's, you brought up Laviolette and the message and stuff. Is it just difficult to keep guys having that fresh message because they're around each other so much?
No, I think it builds a team. You're together for a long time. You know each other. You have fun with each other. The inside jokes, all that kind of stuff. It's fun to go to the rink. But, you know, when the message gets stale, you know, that's kind of where GMs are forced to make a change, I guess. And you know, probably that's what happened in Nashville's case. But to keep things fresh, fun, exciting when you want to go to the rink instead of, oh man, I got to go do this practice again, or I got to do that, or, you know, the same meetings, it gets old and repetitive, and that's why, you know, coaches, you know, don't last 10, 15 years. I know Nashville had a 15-year man there in Trotsky, but it's very few and far between.
Scott, as we wrap this up, we've been saying all day on the show that we're going to have you on, and a lot of our listeners wanted us to ask you, they were concerned about you cutting your hair down, that if the networks made you cut your hair.
They did not make me cut my hair. More my wife making me cut my hair. I just thought I'd change it up. I've kind of had a bunch of different hairstyles over the years, and who knows, maybe in a year or two it comes back in full force, so who knows.
There you go. Good stuff. Hey, keep up the good work. We're watching here in Nashville, and we always appreciate the visit. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thanks. Go Preds. We'll be cheering for you guys for sure.
All right, there you go. Scott Hartnell, former Predator, on the line with us. Does great work on NHL Network and just made a nice debut on NBC Sports Network. What was that, Sunday night?
Yep.
For the Wild and the Blues. We'll come back. More of Darren, Donnick, and Chase on the other side. Willie, why don't you give us a word about Lee Company?
All right, let's tell you about Lee Company, 615-567-1000. You've got four straight at home for the Predators coming up here. And as I've said many times, Lee Company is a big sponsor of the Nashville Predators. You're going to see their display all over Bridgestone Arena. And, of course, you'll hear their presence on our broadcast tonight at 102.5 The Game. What they do is they make sure your house is running properly in all ways. Let's take maintenance. If there are breakdowns going on, maybe your fence is worn and torn in your backyard, maybe it's your ceiling or your floors or your windows that need some work, at home or at work, general maintenance is an area of expertise for the folks at Lee Company, and that's just one of the many strengths that they have. 615-567-1000, or go online and get in touch with them. You can make an online appointment at leecompany.com. And while you're there on that website, you can take a look at all the different services they have, like the home maintenance plan. Lee Company, let their decades of expertise go to work for you.